Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Now, big question of the day. Will the Comptroller of Connecticut make good on his promise to perform and get his boy band back together for the Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus Toy Drive?
For the kids.
Sean Scanlon, our comptroller, was in a boy band in the, what, 80s, 90s?
90s. Oh, my God. No, 2000.
Like we said, 2000.
Oh, sorry. I'm making you old here.
We're testing you, and you passed.
In the 2000s, okay, with Nick Frattiani.
Yeah.
Yep.
Who won American Idol?
Yeah.
He won American Idol.
Yes.
Okay, from Connecticut.
Big star now. Big star.
Whoa.
Huge.
Yeah, and he's playing the lead in the, what, the Neil Diamond?
Yeah.
Yeah. Broadway play? Yeah. So, were you able to put the boy band back together?
Well, I got good news and bad news.
Okay.
That's a no.
They want the bad news or the good news first?
Bad news first, I feel like.
The bad news is that, you know, Nick is, as you just said, Neil Diamond. So, he's doing like 8 shows a week. They have a matinee on Friday. So, he's not around for the reunion. The good news is, though, that I am going to make good on my promise. And I'll do a solo appearance.
Oh, wow. We have a boy band person.
What song are you going to sing?
Cold
I don't know. I might have to just keep you guys in suspense a little bit and work with the behind-the-scenes folks to just really surprise you.
Oh.
You've got about...
Can I just ask a question?
Listen, how much of a song? You act like I just started this. I know what that means. You haven't thought about it. You have no friggin' plans. You're going to show up and just make it chop meat. No, this is a toy drive. It's a big production. No, I want some plans. We have plans. We have music beds. We have a band there.
Right.
Pyro.
Yes,
now,
pyro.
Do I have to do a whole song, or can I do like 30 seconds of like an a cappella song?
Ooh, oh, a whole song.
He's already
backing
out.
You got a stand acoustic guitar singing a boy band song.
That's what I was thinking. He's actually backing up this argument that he's not planning on doing anything.
Right,
he's going to throw something together when he gets there.
Right.
Well, if we're doing the band, do I get to rehearse?
Yeah, hold on.
You're pro.
Do you know this song?
I do.
You do.
Everybody. Make him do a choreographed dance to this.
Yeah, what's your signature move?
Do the jerk. Get some frosted
tips. Isn't that
a
wrestling thing? Your signature move?
Your signature move.
It is now.
My signature move is the Dutch oven.
The comptroller is on right now.
Yep.
Sounds like nothing's prepared. It sounds like... You've done nothing but call Nick since we last spoke.
Nick?
I mean, I am the comptroller.
Yes.
And comptrolling takes some time.
Yes.
So, but what I'm saying is, do I get to rehearse with the... Because I remember last year I went, that dude with the acoustic guitar was good. He was like playing covers of songs. Like, can I rehearse with that guy and we can work something up? Or like, what? How does that work?
I think so.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
I would imagine this is a boy band dream. Everybody else is like, it's all you. You're the whole show.
Right.
I wonder, couldn't you get a backing track?
I didn't realize you performing would mean me working.
You gotta be halfway here, right?
Like, you gotta take control here.
Right.
The last time I was performing music was in the George W. Bush presidency. So, you know, this we're going back a ways here to the boy band was in 01.
There was no one else in this boy band that can make it to this event.
Right.
That you guys can, like, rehearse and show up and say, here, play this track.
Right.
We got it.
Exactly right. I do. Never seen enough for you. Those Britney for a second.
I was told that you guys may have been calling one of the other members that we discussed last time I was on air, who is the best plumber in Southern Connecticut. Did that call ever happen? Or no?
That's a great character for a boy band.
A plumber.
Best plumber in Southern Connecticut.
Right. That's what we should form, like a village people type boy band.
We'll call the band.
Everybody's a different occupation.
We got a policeman,
a plumber,
and
fireman. And
we got police. A comptroller.
We'll call the band.
We'll call the band
Ass Crack. Coin slot.
That's a great idea.
Comptroller Scanlon's on the phone. Comedian Ayesha May in studio. Comedian Craig Gass in studio. We're linked up to all their stuff. They got great shows coming up.
Yeah.
Ruth, any news on... Did you contact some plumber? That's microphone.
Whoa. Oh, my goodness.
Some microphone.
Yeah, play the microphone.
Yeah.
That's where my deaf Thanksgiving took place, was on that microphone. That's why it's blown out.
Yeah.
We do have his information, and I am in contact with Maddie, and we're working on that.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, it sounds like exactly this is where we left off the last time you were on.
Yeah.
Nothing's been done.
Like I hit a pause button.
Yes.
Yeah.
You haven't performed?
Well, Chaz,
yes.
Can I make a proposal?
Please, jump in.
Uh-oh. That you don't perform?
No. Okay. I'm going to do something. Okay. But I guess what I'm saying is, if there's anybody out there, if there's a way that, and I don't even know if I can, I'm going to get in trouble ethically for doing this, but if there's somebody out there who's willing to make a donation of a certain amount of toys or a certain amount of money to your charity, maybe we could scale this performance up a little bit, right? Like, so if somebody goes out there and says, I'm going to donate X amount of toys, we'll do a full song and dance thing. Whereas if it's only they hit this goal, then it's just me up there with
the guitar. Oh, I see.
Player.
This is like one of those, oh, yeah, no, I'll do it. We're going to get the band together.
Like a ransom.
Now, wait a minute.
Then now we have to pay to get the band
together. Right.
He's taking back his promises. Are you like this as a controller as well?
I'm trying to help your cause by embarrassing myself to varying degrees of embarrassment in a good cause for the kids.
And I say it should be real embarrassment, and you should do it. Shirt off. Shirt off.
Frosted tips.
Right.
Shirt off.
Right.
Frosted tips.
Nipples exposed.
Yeah, if you raise a certain amount of money.
Let's keep in mind, this is a comptroller.
That's right,
on the phone.
And it's also cards, yes.
All right.
Yes.
Nobody wants to see that.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Shirt off. That's why we do it for money. It's charity.
Okay, what's the number that we'd have to come up with? And, you know, I have to tell you, Comptroller Scanlon, I'm not convinced that we come up with money and you're going to come and bring it.
I'm going to bring it. I'm telling you on live radio that I'm going to keep my promise to you. And I know that if I don't, then I'm going to get roasted for the rest of my life on the show and by your listeners. So I'm going to keep the promise. But I'm saying, can we get a little creative in the name of a good cause? And is there anyone out there who's willing to say, hey, if this guy gets up there and does this, I'm going to bring some more toys to this thing? Because at the end of the day, you guys are doing a really cool thing each and every year to support some kids in need. And I'm willing to be a part of this, a small part of this, and your awesome work.
What is your number? What's the number that what's the threshold you want to perform?
Well, how much do you guys do each year?
God, we're working this out on the air.
I know.
You know, I think you lost your leverage. I think back when you said, hey, I'm going to get the band back together, I think that should have been the time. Now we feel like,
one guy.
You said you were going to do this, and now you're saying we got to pay for you to do it.
We pay to play.
Yeah.
Is that illegal? Mm-hmm.
I say the ultimate boy band would be Governor Lamont, you, Senator Blumenthal.
Right.
Oh, yeah. He could be the bass.
In your suits.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll call it WTF.
What does that stand for?
Well, you know.
Oh, okay.
I would love WTF. For you guys to ask Governor Lamont and Senator Blumenthal how familiar they are with the NSYNC and Backstreet Boys catalog.
Okay.
Right.
And whether the last time they ever sang and danced to one of those songs was. And I...
Wait, what the frig? Yes.
Governor strikes me as a 98 degrees guy.
Yeah. He likes the temperature that way. The rain.
Everyone else is totally quiet. Yeah. We have no idea.
Who is the 98 degrees guy?
98 degrees guys, come on.
No, do you know who is the 98 degrees guy?
No.
Chris Murphy is a legitimate 98 degrees
Murphy!
Nick Lachey fan.
That's adorable.
I don't think Senator Murphy will come on.
Yeah.
I think AJ said something the last time he was here, and he was like, yeah, I'm done with that show.
Yep.
Oh.
I said hi.
That'll do it for some people.
We could reach out to him.
Yeah, why not?
But you know him. He's too cool to do something like that.
Right.
You're saying I'm not cool to get a
no, 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 I'm no, saying no. You're willing to help. You're willing to dig in. You're right. Not like, hey, I'm too cool to have fun.
No. Right.
No, you're fun.
Yeah, you got to work them, though.
All right, it sounds like there's work to be done. Yes. I didn't know I had to focus on this break.
Some
I didn't know it was going to be my production, but I'm going to do it. We're going to do it. We're going to, I don't even know where to start, but we're going to get it done.
Right.
All right, I'll talk to Ruth offline, and Ruth and I can work something out with your band. If you really need me to do some more legwork on this, I will. I'm just kidding. I'm in to do whatever, guys. I think it's a good cause, in all seriousness.
No, I appreciate it.
I really appreciate what you do, and, you know, if I can help a little bit with this, let me know. But for everyone listening, please come out on the 8th and support these guys and the great work that they're doing for young people and to make sure people have a special holiday, which is really freaking important as a young dad who never wants to see kids.
That's right.
You know, not having that magic of Christmas. So
I think we have you on the schedule for 8. What is it?
It's 8:40.
8:40.
8:40. Okay. See?
So right before you, your warm-up act at 8:20 is Mayor Ganem and John Gomes.
Yeah.
On stage together.
Right.
Singing. Or just hanging out?
Singing. Well, we're hoping singing.
Singing.
But we don't know what's going to happen. But they're going to do I Got You, Babe.
Right.
Good All right. Choice. So basically what you're saying is that no matter what happens, nobody's going to pay attention to what I do because history will have just been made prior to me.
No, you'll keep the history
See, he knows how it works. The TV cameras just pack up and go. It's like, all right, we got our story.
No, you'll keep the history going. They'll stay for you.
That's why shirt off.
That's right.
Who's after me? Who's got to follow me?
Governor Lamont, I think. Jimmy, Jimmy Koplik, and Foghat.
It's ongoing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're part of the lineup, man.
Okay. Yeah.
You're in the critical part.
So, all right, there's work to be done. We'll get it done. We're going to have you at the toy drive one way or the other.
All right,
but when you leave it up to us, you know.
Yeah, anything could happen.
We appreciate your, you know, we appreciate you coming out.
Yes.
Of course. Well, I appreciate what you guys do and happy to be there to support what you're doing.
Do you know who this is?
He knows.
Yeah.
Okay, who?
It's NSYNC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
My head's in there sometimes.
Thank you, Comptroller Scanlon. Thank you. You're with the family, and then the cops showed up.
Right.
203-882-9757. Comedian Craig Gass in studio. Comedian Ayesha May in studio. We have all their stuff linked up on the radio station websites. What are you guys doing for Thanksgiving?
What are you doing, Ayesha?
Me? Yeah. Oh, I'm actually going to my partner Nate's aunt's house for Thanksgiving.
Your
with
partner,
his
fiance?
Yeah, fiance, yeah. I don't fiance, I don't like the word fiance.
Why
not? Finance? I don't know. It's like sounds so fancy. I don't know.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
My guy.
Your future other half? Yeah, my future husband.
Oh, I got you.
You don't want to set the bar too high.
Right. I know.
That guy.
We're not fancy people, okay?
The guy I sleep with.
He's my partner.
Yes.
Yeah. Partner does make me sound a little gay.
A little?
Right? No. Because I feel like that's... Anyways.
Yeah, when you hear that word, you don't know...
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Where
who,
you going.
What?
Yeah. Right, right, right.
Like in business?
Right. What do you mean, partner?
My gorgeous fiance... my handsome fiance and I, Nate, are going to PA. I'm making squash.
I'm going to be
the
watching...
The most boring side.
Right.
I'm going to be watching football and writing out Kiss jokes.
Nice.
To try to think of how I could carefully do these jokes without getting in trouble again.
Nice. Again.
Again. Yeah.
Because and that show where you're making fun of Kiss, that's next week.
Next weekend, the night before and the night after the final shows that Kiss does as a band, I will be doing an entire show making fun of, from beginning to end, I'm just making fun of Kiss. It's
that's cool.
Over an hour of material about Kiss, and all the tickets are at GetGas.com. Get gas.
Where's the show?
Comics Trip. We're doing 4 shows.
Oh, cool.
Comics Trip. So 2 on the Thursday night, 2 on the Sunday. And it's crazy how many people have hit me up. Like musicians, guys from Anthrax are coming out.
Nice.
Slayer. Harry King lives in New York.
Yeah, Ruth's attention now.
Ruth's like, I want
to
go.
Now Ruth wants to go.
Sebastian Bach came out.
Oh, Sebastian.
Ruth.
Dude. He's fun.
Sebastian Bach has the greatest Kiss story. He goes, dude, I went to Gene Simmons' house, and that guy has a freaking Kiss museum in his house, which is true. He has a museum dedicated to every piece of merchandise that Kiss has ever had.
Nice.
And he had, a, he had a bag with like 100 Kiss cell phone covers. And I said, dude, what the hell is that? And he goes, that's our new promotion for Kissmas. That's our new Kiss cell phone covers. Can I have one of those? I wish I could, but if you go to kissonline.com. And he wouldn't give them
makes
one.
Makes you pay everything, yeah.
One piece of plastic. Wow. It's just a piece of plastic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep,
yeah.
That's why he's whiz.
Yeah.
Craig and Milford.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Morning.
Good, thanks.
Hey, quick story. About 7 or 8 years ago, had Thanksgiving dinner. Was enjoying family time, some dessert. My son and a couple of his cousins decided to go upstairs and try out their BB gun on for a run down the road. So we had no idea. And about, 10 minutes later, we had three cop cars show up at the house and had police officers in the kitchen with us for dessert.
Oh, nice.
That was a nice surprise.
Did they want dessert?
Oh, my God.
Hilarious.
What are you guys doing here right. for pie?
Cool Whip?
Wow. Cops is my
favorite
show.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys. I appreciate everything you do. Enjoy the show. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, brother. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Have a Cool Whip.
So the family, we're all having a great time, and then the cops showed up.
Right.
203-882-9757. Andy, Rocky Point, New York.
This is the Pocket Full of Bullets guy from last week, remember?
Yes.
Right. Of course.
That's a great way to start this call.
How do you forget right. that?
Yeah, I know. We put the dysfunction in dysfunctional family. I get it. But I got one for you on Easter. My brother has this Corvette in the backyard. He goes, yo, we got to get this car taken apart. He had a stolen car in the backyard.
Nice.
Well, wait. The Saturday before Easter, the cops find it back there. It wasn't stolen. It was like he was supposed to work. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Right.
But the person
it was borrowed. Right. Misplaced.
They find the car. They come take it out of the yard. And my mom goes, it's Andy's. Next thing you know, Easter morning is my daughter's second Easter she's having. So she's got the Easter candy and everything.
Oh, the egg hunt in the backyard?
And the detectives, no, at the house.
Okay.
The Easter Sunday morning, I'm having Easter with my daughter. Detectives come to the yard and arrest me. Yeah, we're looking for Andy Borger. Well, that's me. What do you want?
Were they dressed as the Easter bunny?
Wait,
dressed as an egg?
Wait. They arrest
me. I'm sorry, we're trying to add a little comedy to the story. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I get it.
We're just throwing jokes in. That's all right. We're not going to stop.
Yeah, keep moving.
Everything at all. I ended up not getting convicted of it because I didn't do it.
Right.
So I say to my mom, Mom, why'd you tell the cops it was me? It had nothing to do with me. And she goes, well, you've been in jail before, so, we figured you can handle
it. You know the ways. Your brother's brand new.
Your brother can't handle it.
You're used to it.
You're a veteran.
Who knew a guy with a pocket full of bullets has a sketchy story?
Right. That involves the Easter Bunny.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Right. Yeah. Easter Bunny had cuffs.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Well, the other thing I had was Easter Sunday, the one that got that had the bullet graze his leg.
Yeah.
Obviously.
This is Easter Sunday, too. I got arrested for this one.
What?
What are you doing Thanksgiving?
I can't wait to hear what you're doing this weekend.
And it's in front of my face with it, and it shits in his hand, and he throws a ratchet at me.
Ratchet.
The ratchet.
You thought rat. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was a rat.
He had a pet rat. It crapped in his hand. He threw it around.
Nope. You were correct. We all heard it incorrect.
You were correct.
I was right.
Yep. It wasn't a tool. It was not a tool.
Wow. That was a first for me in broadcasting.
Yes. That was a yes.
Wow.
Wait.
If those are your holidays, how do you celebrate birthdays? What are you guys doing?
Wait. And then I yelled at him, he calls the cops on me, and then I punched him in the face.
Right.
I was like, listen, now I got a reason to go to jail.
Right.
I have a feeling
did you wash your hand first?
They said, wait a minute, he threw rat shit at you and punched him in the face?
Dude.
I was
hey.
Like, yeah.
Do you know
and
you can't say that word on the
end? And I'm going to jail.
He's not even listening.
Yeah, he can't hear us.
Yeah.
Do you think a guy who won't even respond to a morning show trying to talk to him will listen to cops that are trying to talk to him?
Probably not.
Right. But hey, great story.
I just have a follow-up question. How old was your daughter when daddy was taken away in handcuffs during the Easter egg hunt?
Two.
Okay.
There's a country song.
Great story.
I'm going over hell in a handbasket. I'm a lot better now. I take my meds.
That's good.
All right.
That's good.
That's good.
Right.
Great start.
You
my
took
friend.
It today, right?
What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Probably getting arrested.
Making turkey. No, I'm not getting arrested.
I'm joking. Sorry.
Right. That was Phil, by the way.
Yeah.
All right.
We're good.
Okay. Thank you.
Wow. I haven't been arrested in 2 years, so I'm good.
It's 2 years. Good streak, man. Good streak.
Happy anniversary.
You know what that was? I haven't been caught in 2 years.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you got it. Well, what it is with the police.
Coffee?
See, you got to be lucky all the time. The cops just have to.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
As an AJ Two Roads Road to Ruin call of the day.
Do you hear him?
Yeah.
Like, you just got to be lucky. The cops, they arrest you. Boston John.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Thank you. You too, brother.
My girlfriend, she broke up with me the night before Thanksgiving. So the very next morning.
Everybody say,
aw.
Yeah, it kind of sucked. Yes. So to get back at her, 5 o'clock in the morning, the next morning, I drove in front of her house and I did a burnout and laid a slab. I did a burnout for maybe 5 minutes.
Whoa.
Loud smoke everywhere.
Power break.
The lights were going on in everyone's home.
Nice.
So then I go that afternoon, I'm at my parents' house and having Thanksgiving, knock on the door, there's the cop. And what happened was that her neighbor was this cop. I woke him up.
Yeah, it kind of backfired, didn't it?
Yeah, you can't really hide in that scenario.
This is personal.
Yes, right. You woke him up.
Yeah, he got my license plate number and came to my parents' house and knocked on the door. I need to talk to John. And I'm like, yeah, what's up? And he's like, come step outside.
He turned around
and he goes, if you want to eat your Thanksgiving meal with your family, you're going to take this ticket. And he wrote out a ticket for vulgar display of power. And it ended up being like a $300 ticket.
That seems like a weird charge.
Right.
And a great album by Pantera.
Yeah, but are you going to argue with him? No.
Right.
Yes, it was, officer.
I took the ticket. He told me not to ever drive my car down his block again.
Wow.
That's what you do now. You park it into the neighborhood and walk.
it was one of those, like, I thought I got away with murder, but didn't. And then when he showed up, I knew exactly what was going on. And I was like, man.
All right. Thank you for the story.
Like,
yes.
Oh,
thank you, John.
You got me.
Hey, you got me. Thank you, Boston John. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Stay out of
trouble.
You too, guys.
And we'll see you at the toy drive.
Yeah, stay out of trouble.
Love you too, brother.
Yes.
An Atlanta woman was charged over $7,000 for a single Subway sandwich when she accidentally tipped the employees her entire phone number.
Oh, my God.
By
the BMT to the ATM.
She says she thought she was filling in a different part of the checkout screen.
Oops.
Is this her? Yeah, this is her.
Yep.
This was $7,112.98. I know exactly what it normally costs. It's $7.54. I was like, oh, my God, how did this happen? I was like, oh, my God, this is my phone number. I must have been keying it in the pad and the screen's changed. It's a lot of money, and, you know, I'm not that big of a tipper. I'm definitely not that big of a tipper.
Yeah. Eat every bite.
That's a hell of a sandwich.
Yeah, eat that wrapper, too.
So is she the dumbass?
Yes.
No.
I think she is.
No.
She put her phone number
I've done that before. Like, I feel bad for her.
She's a customer. Why is she filling out the information?
Because that's what you do.
She's a customer.
I think she's a dumbass.
Here's my money. You give me the correct change, and then I'll tip after.
She wrote the wrong number. I think she's a dumbass.
No. She shouldn't be anywhere near the electronic screen anyway.
Which make her dumbass.
That's a good point
because so you're going to let every person who comes in to buy a sandwich access to your keypad? Right?
Dumb.
Yeah. I don't know. It's also on her. I mean, she should be reading the screen that she's just blatantly typing into. I mean,
exactly.
You know?
So, yeah, pay attention. That's what happens.
Right.
Very expensive sandwich.
She sounds very polite. She was even laughing about it.
Well,
if someone spun that around and was like, here you go, check yourself out, I'd be like, nope. I don't know what I'm looking at. I'm not doing that.
I wonder, is she going to get her money back? I wonder.
She has a lot of credit for sandwiches.
Right.
At some point, someone should have stopped her.
Right.
Yeah. Hey. this.
Oh, yeah. The register lady should have been like, oh, I think this was an accident.
No, I would have been, thank you very, very
much.
Or
thank you for the generous tip. Here are some extra napkins.
Matter of fact, I'm going to give you the card with like 9 punched out of it.
We were about to throw these cookies out. Do you just want them?
Right. You're actually part owner of the Subway now.
You know what? You get a free bag of chips, too, while you're at it. Free bag of chips from that shelf right there. Not the whole thing. Just that one shelf right there. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, pick two. It's okay.
You know what? You know I'm feeling generous. Get a cookie, too.
A $7,000 tip. So the last 4 digits of her phone number, 7000?
Yep. She's an idiot.
Thought she was putting her phone number
again,
in?
Again, dummy. Dumbass. Pay attention. Enjoy your bite.
All right, next headline. Woman believes her Christmas tree tried to kill her. Hours after Angela Presti bought her first fresh-cut Christmas tree into her home in Cleveland, she noticed her face was swollen.
Oh.
Then her hands, feet, and tongue were swollen.
Wow. Oh, God.
She sounds really attractive.
Her father rushed her to the hospital, where the medical staff determined that she had an allergic reaction and gave her whatever.
Oh, the EpiPen.
Yeah.
Allergic reaction.
Yep.
They asked her what she had eaten, but she said, you know, I didn't eat anything. So they think
tree.
The Christmas tree.
Dad's like, she's going to blow. Hey, Stay Puff.
Here's an allergist saying that 7% of the population suffers from this.
We typically associate trouble breathing or skin rashes with mold that can be formed with live Christmas trees. Unfortunately, the fix for that tends to be using artificial Christmas trees.
Yeah.
So not a fan.
No more real Christmas tree for you.
Is she a dumbass? She shouldn't be a dumbass.
Hey, how else are you supposed to find out you're allergic to
right?
stuff?
Right?
It's the only way to find out.
Yeah.
Yep.
I guess she never had a real tree before, though.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
You wonder why. Now, did she tip the doctor? I think she's a dumbass. I mean, you didn't figure out the tree's there. All of a sudden, you're blowing up like a balloon. Get the tree out of there.
She got a sexually treesmitted disease.
Ah!
I thought about that for like a whole minute, guys.
I saw as you were slowly delivering it.
Right, right.
You're, like, you're going to like this one.
Your face. Yeah, so into it.
You are going to like this
one. Ruth's giggling. She liked it.
It was more your deliberate delivery.
Yeah.
Got me.
Yeah. That's how you delivered it.
All right, next headline. Police respond to break-in at a former seafood market. Arrest suspect for stealing over $1,200 in air fresheners.
What?
Man, who's the dumbass? The person who wrote the headline?
Yeah, that is the whole story.
The whole story.
What? Continue reading.
How bad is your car?
University police were called around 11:26 p.m. on November 16th following reports of a break-in at an abandoned building in University City. It used to be a seafood market.
Yo.
And then now it's being used for storage. When officers arrived, they discovered the building stockpiled with air fresheners had been broken into. And our dumbass was caught and charged with stealing over $1,200 worth of air fresheners.
I'll probably smell like fish in it. That's why he needed
it. That was it. He was probably sleeping in there, and he's like, Jesus.
Oh, God.
I'm never going to get this out.
It's like Jersey in here. Wow.
How many are, like, is one? How much does it cost now to buy just one?
It's like $1.99.
I know, right? They're not expensive.
No. Maybe he has a cab company.
That would be the worst case for the canine unit.
It really would.
It's like, wow.
I don't know where to go, man.
I have a headache.
Yeah, all they smell is pine trees.
Please just let me leave.
Right?
That would be a good bit for the toy drive, right? Have someone all, you know, decked out in the...
In pine trees?
In those little trees?
Right.
Oh, okay. Little air freshener trees.
Little air fresheners.
Right.
Cute.
I think it's funny.
you're not allowed to sit on any of the furniture.
Right, yeah, that would be a problem. Right.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now, and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut, on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.